Yes, hi, good morning. Well, look, I think it was as you heard, there's some lots of heartfelt views there heard last night. Really appreciative of all the people who made the effort to come and speak to us yesterday. We always said we wanted to listen to those concerns. So, and it's very much a case of yesterday was about listening, hearing what the issues were. We're going to take those away. We've made a commitment that we will be back in touch with that group very soon, and make sure that we are taking forward those concerns and look very seriously at what we can do to help.
Well, as we heard in John's report there, there was a suggestion from some of those in attendance that similar promises were made at a similar meeting 8 months ago and that nothing has happened after that meeting. What's your response to that?
Well, this is certainly the first time I've met the LVA and the wider hospitality sector since I've been a minister, so 14, 15 months. I think some of the issues that have been raised clearly are long-standing issues, and we accept that. And these are issues that I think are, across the domestic economy as well, not just in hospitality and say in retail and other areas as well. And obviously, whatever we do going forward, it has to be sustainable, it has to be fair, and it has to be affordable. And so, like I say, happy to take those away. Clearly, quite a few issues raised. Issues around licensing, training, and the business agency is already going to go away and do some work on that now anyway, which is important. And as mentioned in the report, issues around energy, immigration challenges, and there's a lot of work going on in that area. That's been a major challenge for us since the end of Brexit, and more and more people using the immigration system rather than coming through what was the common travel area. And there's also issues around allowances for second jobs and VAT. And I know the Treasury Minister will be taking some of those views away. And again, we will be discussing all of this and getting back to them as soon as possible.
Well, one of the issues that you touched on at the meeting was that the support that your department provides is mostly focused at businesses that export at the moment. I think you said that the support that's been provided to hospitality has been quite limited. Is that something that needs looking at? Should your department not also be supporting businesses that do serve Manx residents?
Yeah, and I think, again, part of what's happening at the moment, we're just in the process of doing our local economy strategy. So that's probably the deepest dive ever into our whole island retail, hospitality, domestic economy sector, to set out a sort of clear 10-year plan for the future. Because what we recognise is whatever we do and where we do invest as a government, it needs to be something that is for the medium and long term and sustainable. So that's something we desperately need to do and work on. But yes, at the moment, our support is mainly on export facing businesses. It's very challenging for us to directly support the domestic economy because of fairness, one sector over another. It's very difficult. But we do offer other indirect support, whether it's for accessibility, whether it's for business consultation, whether energy grants. There are things we can do that are indirect. But I understand that these are the sort of things that aren't going to help in the immediate challenge. And I think the thing that came clearly out from last night was, yes, it's great that there are things we can do in the medium to long term, but the real acute challenges are here and now. So, and that's very much what we heard and what we need to take away.
There did seem to be some confusion yesterday over just how open this event was. The LVA extended an invite to the media, but government told us not to attend before changing their mind on that. Why was that? And just how important is it that there is transparency over this issue?
I think from our point of view, we responded to the invitation to have that meeting. We wanted it to be an opportunity for everybody to sort of, to get to say what they needed to say and have that freedom and to be able to do that, with very much with the view that we would take that away and formulate plans and come back with something at a later date or relatively soon. So that's our understanding of what the process of the meeting was going to be. Things were changed and that's fine, and I think overall, the meeting was very successful in achieving that.
Well, you talked there about formulating plans and coming back at a later date. What timeline can you give us at this point? When are we going to hear about what those plans actually involve?
Well, I think there'll be ongoing discussion in the next few weeks. I think the plan would be I know that the LVA were agreeing to meet with the business agency within the next few days on one or two issues. But I think there's a lot to think about. There's a lot of discussion to have. So I like to think that we'll be getting back, you know, within May, before the end of May, where we need to get back to something more formally.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Little Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.